The local stories that matter.
From BBC Radio Sheffield.
It's 5:33. Now the amazing story of a young woman from Sheffield who was told it was unlikely she'd ever have a baby. She's now a mum and says it's a miracle she's given birth. Earlier, I went to visit Sylvie Brown, her partner Steve Wright and their baby boy Marcus at their home in Upperthorpe. We started off by talking about Sylvie's health problems.
As a young girl, I was getting very severe period pain, and they discovered that my uterus was, my womb was malformed, so it was actually two half wombs, two small half wombs, and on one side the blood was retaining, so it was causing extreme pain because it couldn't get out. They tried to fix the problem, and I had various surgeries. And in the end, they had to simply remove half the womb and one fallopian tube to resolve the problem, leaving me with half a womb and this belief that it was very unlikely that I'd be able to have a baby.
And you developed MS when you were 21?
Yeah, at 21, I then went on to develop symptoms of MS, and I just knew it was MS. And again, it was another thing that set me apart, and I just wanted to be normal. And I was heading fast towards, you know, with a progressive form of MS, towards a wheelchair and needing care, and it was a devastating time as a young girl.
So when you met Steve, you knew there was no chance of having children at that point?
When I met Steve, the last thing on our minds was, you know, it was a reason, at long last, they didn't have a reason to push men away, because the last thing he expected was for me to produce children, you know. There was no conditions. His love was unconditional. And I certainly didn't believe I could possibly have him anyway. And now, fate has intervened and given us this tiny, beautiful little baby boy.
So tell us about taking the pregnancy test then. What was going through your mind at that moment?
I'm always saying, oh, I know my body. I can't possibly, you know, be pregnant. And if I am, it's very early on. But I was suspicious. And the fact that I'm on a low-fat diet and I was tucking into sausage, bacon, beans and chips was just so not like me. We didn't really need a test. But we got a test. It was positive. And Steve's been very matter of fact about it. He's been I've been, oh, I can't have it. It's all going to go wrong. I'm probably going to miscarry all the way along. But Steve's had a great deal of faith and just he's believed that it'll be a boy and it'll be fine. And it has been, you know, to get to 36 weeks. Even the doctors, you know, they thought that was pretty remarkable. And now he's here and he's healthy and he's lovely.
And how did you feel when you first saw Marcus?
It's not an answer that you would expect, because I thought alien. And as they held him over the fence from nowhere, and he's just come out of a stomach, and he's sort of an unusual colour for a human being, and you think, oh, yeah, how nice. But then when you go into the back and they've cleaned him up, he was a lovely. Yeah, he's a grand lad, as my dad would say. And he was wonderful, yeah.
And a very special little baby.
Yeah. I thought it was so unlikely that I'd be able to bring a baby to term. I call him remarkable.
Yeah, well, he's a little fighter and he's struggled through. Done everything I expected. But, yeah, he has been up against a lot, yeah. And in a way, he's a miracle, yeah.
Miracle baby.
Yeah.
Sylvie Brown and Steve Wright talking about the birth of baby Marcus. You're listening to BBC Radio Sheffield.